Elizabeth Licata, editor of the Buffalo Spree, welcome back to our studios. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me on, Eileen, as always.
Well, it's time to talk about your March edition, and
yes.
You have your great Preservation Ready feature. This time you focus in on the trico plant.
What you see there mainly came about in the 1920s, and the really fascinating part of that building, which is, I think, a very handsome building, but it's all built around an old brewery structure that was a coal warehouse. And you can see it from the Ellicott Street side. You can see this little old building in the middle. The windows are bricked over, and you can tell it's a different architectural era from the 19th century. And that was built around it and built on top of it in the 20s. And the architects were Harold Plummer and Paul Mann. And they basically made what we see now, which is known as an early daylight factory, and really a beautiful example of a daylight factory because you have the rows of windows, and that's where they got the daylight part, because in the 19th century, factories, although often very ornate and beautiful, didn't have a lot of windows, and the workers were working, just sort of in these dusty, musty operations. And so the daylight factory was supposed to sort of open up these workspaces to the outdoors. And then you see these beautiful rows of brick, the brick spandrels running horizontally, and then the white concrete piers. And it's just this beautiful, symmetrical thing, which, of course, was built onto over the early part of the 20th century. But the architects who came afterwards tried to replicate what had been done. So now we have it.
So it's a building empty. Within a building, too.
Yes.
It's completely empty. There's nothing in there
nothing
right now.
Nothing going on in there right now. There was when the last developer before he left it, which was McGarvey, and he sadly died before he could complete his vision for it. There was a few companies, a few Buffalo companies, Digicon, operating in there. But since the Buffalo Niagara Medical Campus bought it, it has been empty since 2007, and to my knowledge, nothing has been done.
So they are in complete ownership. What are they exploring for the reuse of this building?
You know, I really wish I knew specifically the whole process. They are working. They kind of did nothing for a long time, but very recently they have begun working with local preservationists and talking to local developers about what the possibilities for the building might be. We don't know what's going on because they don't really want to talk about it right now. I know that the Buffalo Young Preservation Group is involved. Buffalo Preservation Buffalo Niagara is involved. There are several developers who are involved. So they're meeting. What I am hearing from the people that I talk to in the preservation community is that they would like the BNMC to do their due diligence, to do a real reuse study, a formal reuse study. And the interesting thing to me is that further north, Kaleida has commissioned a reuse study for the Gate Circle, which is, you know, it's going to be empty. Now, a lot of people wouldn't even consider that an historic building, so I think they should do their due diligence. We would like to see due diligence done here. The people that I've talked to say that they have walked through the building. There's some roof issues, but in terms of the basic structure, we are talking about reinforced concrete, and it's not going anywhere. And not only that, it would likely cost $10 million even to demolish it. And then it goes into, what, a landfill? 500 square feet of rock-solid building into a landfill? It just doesn't make sense.
And as you mentioned, you continue to work with the Buffalo Young Preservationists of this community, and you recently spoke with Keith Siegel. He's with the group, and he told you a little bit about what he believes should be done for the Trico building.
Similar to the Larkin building or complex, very similar style building. I could see conversion very similar to that to be utilized for office space or mixed-use space. And even with that building, the Larkin, for instance, it's an isolated building in the middle of nowhere, and look how successful that is, and the whole district because of it. And you take a building like that Trico building, it's already in a very up-and-coming, developed area, and I could see certainly that building being used in the same manner in an already bustling area. If there were a plan, if I had a plan, I'd announce it. I'd be boasting it and telling everybody about it. if there's no plan, then I guess that would lead me to believe there is no plan.
So everybody is waiting to find out what
we are. Yeah. You know, I can understand why people want to have quiet discussions, and they don't want there to be a big preservation battle. But on the other hand, whatever happens to this building, we can rest assured that part of what happens to it is going to be paid for with our tax dollars regardless. I don't care what it is, the demolition of it, the reuse of it, the partial demolition, whatever. The public will be involved in some, at least financially. So I'd like to see some transparency. I think we all like to see transparency with these kinds of issues.
In your digging and working on this, is there something political that could be holding this up?
I'm not so certain I would say that. I'm not sure that anybody in City Hall or County Hall has skin in this game. What I do think is that with the Buffalo Niagara Medical Campus, everything that they've done, and a lot of it is wonderful, you know, is they've brought in architects mainly from you know, elsewhere to build new buildings, shiny new buildings. They have not had to deal with a lot of reuse. This is not something that's been a big part of their process so far. So I think it might be kind of difficult for them, and I think that they may be worried about, maybe a little too worried, about what the preservationist community will do. And in my work with preservation people, you know, and buildings in Allentown, I've been involved, very willing to compromise. I have been in front of the preservation board and listened to their proceedings, and they're very open to, you know, well, okay, if there has to be partial this or partial that, how is that going to be done? I think they want to work with developers in a way that where the best compromise is reached and the best solution is reached. And I don't think we need to worry so much about those kinds of things.
Elizabeth Licata, editor of Buffalo Spree, thank you so much for talking about your articles, Preservation Ready and the Trico Plant.
Thanks, Eileen.